Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. How many of you are glad about waking up this morning in your right mind with the activity and use of your limbs and even a portion of your health? Hallelujah. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Jesus is an on-time God, some God. He is worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being. I just thank and praise the Lord today. We woke up this morning with snow here in Cleveland, Ohio. Just cover the vehicles, and to God be the glory. You know, he just shows up and he shows out. And now the streets are just as clear as if there was no snow at all today. And I just thank and praise God for his mercy endureth forever. I prayed unto the Lord before going to church, to the house of prayer. And I asked the Lord, Lord, let the sun shine while we're in church and melt all the snow away. And to God be the glory. He heard my prayer. And I thank and praise God because when we came out of the house of prayer, the snow had ceased and the streets were clear. Hallelujah. See, that's the kind of God we serve. He's a right now God. We can speak those things as not as though they were, because that's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. I tell you, I just thank and praise God for his goodness, and his mercy endureth unto all generations. And he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. He's shelter in the time of storm. Hallelujah. And we just thank and praise God for the word that went forth today about being hidden in the secret place of the Most High God. See, when you're hid in Christ Jesus, there's nothing or no one that can harm you. Hallelujah. Because he that dwelleth, hallelujah, in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You don't have to fear the snow. And I on the way with Sister Joyce this morning to the house of prayer, and we turned on this, the main thoroughfare where the house of prayer is, and God not had only one snow truck, not two snow trucks, but three snow trucks go before us. I said, good God Almighty, look at the Lord. Hallelujah. Just prepare me the way of the Lord to just make a way for us to get through. Hallelujah. So we can get to his house. Glory be to God. I tell you, I wouldn't serve a God if his name wasn't Jesus Christ, because it is in Jesus Christ that all things are possible. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. Amen. I tell you, I'm just happy on today. And our scripture is coming out of 2 Corinthians in the third chapter. If you have your Bible, turn with me to 2 Corinthians and the third chapter. We're talking about the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God. And we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians and the third chapter. And we're going to begin reading at the second verse, and it reads, ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as we are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of heart. And such trust have we through Christ to God's word. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the what? Spirit. Hallelujah. For the letter killeth, but life. We're going to go down now to the 17th verse. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now, Father, just thanking you for it is well with our souls. We thank you for being able to come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, that you will hear our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins and create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, that we may not sin against you, O God. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that moves, Father God, and that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Father God, for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord was just moving this morning, just moving all on the highways and the byways. And when you just put your trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, Jesus Christ, he is the author and finisher of our faith. He will direct your path. Hallelujah. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. See, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I was talking to a friend the other day, and we talked about the Spirit of the Most High God. See, the Spirit maketh intercession for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And even in our tongue, the Spirit speaketh expressly. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because the Spirit is a spiritual being. Hallelujah. It's not a fleshly being. It's a spiritual being. And see, that he that dwelleth in that secret place, see, you're in the presence of the Most High God, so you can dwell in his holy presence and his spirit. And his spirit will take control, and his spirit will speak unto you. And he that hath an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Hallelujah. In the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, we read in the first verse, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believeth not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Here it is. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, hallelujah, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forced down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. So his spirit dwelleth in us, and we walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? Because if we're in the flesh, we are not in the spirit of God. Amen? So we walk in the spirit. And what did Jesus say the fruit of the spirit is? Love and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. So if we're in the spirit of God, we're operating in the spirit, and the spirit is making intercession for us, and the spirit is manifesting it in our behavior. We have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. We have peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost, because God is love. So we ought to bear, hallelujah, fruit. Amen. The fruit of what? The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for his anointing. The anointing removes the burden and destroys the yoke of bondage. You can go into a place, you can go into a certain house, and you can go into a certain building, and you can feel the tension. You can feel the stress. You can feel the discord, and you can feel the oppression, like a prison and an imprisonment. But the Lord says where his spirit is, there is liberty. Amen? There's liberty. You're not bound. You are free, because Jesus Christ says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Jesus had not called the righteous, but he called the sinner to repent. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest for your soul. He doesn't want us to look back like Lot's wife in the flesh and of those fleshly desires and doing those. Put on the new man, hallelujah, and walk in the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so, but it says here in 2 Corinthians in the third chapter, seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, which Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. So we have not this treasure in earth. We have this treasure, I'm sorry, in earthen vessels. But see, here the Lord is telling us that we are troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. Even what we're going through, in any despair, we might be even perplexed, but we're not in despair. We might be persecuted, but we're not forsaken, because he has given us power to overcome. Hallelujah. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it's what? By his spirit saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Because, see, you can't see in the spirit. You can only discern in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, you can see in the natural with your eyes, but you have to be able to discern in the spiritual realm. Glory be to God. He says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Laying hold on eternal life in Jesus Christ. And that is spiritually discerned. For all things are for your sake. Abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day by his spirit. He says his mercies are renewed daily. Hallelujah. And we know God is a spirit. And when we wake up, his mercies are renewed daily. We see that we have this treasure in, we don't have this treasure in our earthen vessels. It's a super, it's a spiritual walk with Christ. When we walk in his Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And it's set apart. It's not like none other. We know that there is demonic spirits in the world, but in the Holy Ghost, in the power of God, in his might, is his Holy Spirit. And he wants us to be a partaker. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, amen. And that means we take on him in his characteristics, and we are living epistles. In 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, it talks about we are living epistles. Hallelujah. People will look at you. You are a living letter. An epistle is a letter. People will look at you and they can tell, I want to serve their God, because they can see that you have the spirit of God, because you bearing fruit of the Spirit. Amen. You bearing love, you bearing joy, you bearing peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. See, it's not in our bodies, not in this vessel, it's in our spirit. Because see, this vessel will be buried when we leave this earth. When Jesus calls us, this earthen vessel will be buried in the name of Jesus. But the spirit, hallelujah, will have to, our spirit leaves this body, this vessel, and this spirit goes to be with the Lord. He says, out from the body is present with the Lord. So it is our spirit, hallelujah, that sustaineth a man, amen? And we want to make sure that we are in his Holy Spirit, in his presence, and we're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh or operating in other spirits, because there are other spirits that are in the world. But Jesus says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So we want to make sure, we want to make our calling and election sure, because Jesus says that the gospel, it cannot be hid. He said if it's hid in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, it's hid to them that are lost. And so we have to listen to what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. Jesus is wanting us to make our minds up, and he wants us to follow him, take up our cross and walk daily. Hallelujah. Not just at the time Resurrection Sunday, not at Mother's Day, not just, you know, on Christmas. He wants us to take up our cross daily and follow him. Hallelujah. A cross is a it's sometimes it gets kind of hard, it gets kind of rough, and sometimes it gets a little bit tough, but God just wants us to carry the cross. Hallelujah. He wants us to carry our individual cross because he carried the cross. So if we are his children, we must carry our cross. He gives us the strength, hallelujah, by his Spirit to be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? If he had not died on the cross, if he had not shedded his blood, where would we be? And Jesus wants us to make up our minds. He wants us to say, you choose. He wants us to say, I want to know if you really want to serve me. Because everybody has an opportunity to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. But Jesus wants to know who's ready to receive the word, who's ready to act on the word, who's ready to live the word of God. This is not about being popular. This is not about being fabulous. This is all about the love of Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody but Jesus. I know some songwriters who wrote a song, Nobody But Jesus, all have the same. I know three songwriters that wrote the same song, Nobody But Jesus, because it's in him, Jesus Christ, that we live and move and have our being. Some people are unhappy about their lives and what they're going through at this time, but guess what? Jesus can cut you off today, and you won't have to worry about being depressed anymore. You don't have to worry about being stressed. Live today as it's your last, and serve the true and living God, because Jesus is coming back. He said, I am coming back. He says, for a church that has prepared herself and made herself ready. And if we're not ready, then Jesus said what? He's coming like a thief in the night. And if he's coming like a thief in the night and we're not ready, guess what? Where will we spend eternity? So we want to lay hold on eternal life. And if we choose Jesus Christ, we know that we have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Everlasting life. It's a beautiful thing to know that you can have everlasting life, a life that will never end. It'll never die because Jesus is the soon and coming King. And he says he has prepared a new heaven. He said a new Jerusalem. And he said it's going to be a new heaven, new earth, the old things. He said all things. Heaven and earth going to pass away. He said, I'm going to make all things new. It's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, new Jerusalem, going to be streets paved with gold. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I love gold, and I think it's a beautiful thing. Gold is very expensive. Gold is beautiful. Hallelujah. But you know what he told us? If we go through, we're going to suffer. He said, if you suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. And you know, he said, you will come forth as what? Pure gold, because gold in the fire, tried in the fire. You're going to go through. You're going to have to suffer. You know, he says, after you suffer a while, hallelujah, glory be to God. He didn't say forever, a while. After you suffered a while, he said, I will make you perfect. I will strengthen you. I will establish you, and I will settle you. Hallelujah. You're going to come forth a pure as pure gold, and not only come forth as pure gold, hallelujah, he's going to glorify you in this earthen vessel, hallelujah, and then you're going to walk the streets of gold, hallelujah, in the life hereafter. Glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Walking in the Spirit of God, hallelujah. Walking in fellowship, hallelujah, in his sufferings, hallelujah, is all a part of walking in his Spirit, because Jesus paid it all, and we have to bear our infirmities, and we have to go through so we can get to the other side. Amen. One thing about trouble, it doesn't last. It comes, it goes, but it doesn't last. We have to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Because whose fight is it? The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. So give it unto the Lord. Give whatever you're going through, whatever you're struggling with, give it to the Lord. Let him work it out, because he is a very present help in a time of trouble. He says where his Spirit is, there's liberty. You can be free today. Hallelujah. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to walk with chains and fetters. You can walk freely in the name of Jesus Christ. You can be set free in your soul, your spirit, and your body. And if you want to be whole, he says, I would that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. That is the key. If you want to be in good health, you want to prosper, your soul has to first prosper. What is our soul? Our soul is our spirit. Our emotion is our spirit, is our mind. I'm sorry. Our spirit is our soul is will, our mind, and our emotions. How you think. As a man thinketh, the Bible says, so is he. So that is your soul, how you're thinking, your mindset. And he says your will and your emotions, that's all a part of your soul. Because he said not only is it is our will, but guess what? And even in it, that's what our soul is about, but it's not about our will, right? It's about the will of the Father, which is in heaven. Not my will be done, Lord, but your will be done. So we don't want to lean onto our own understanding. We just want to acknowledge Jesus Christ in all our ways. He'll direct our path. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. So all we want to do is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto him. Because these things on this earth are just temporal. They're carnal and they're temporal. And you have to understand that at some point when you leave this earth, he says, absence in the body is present with the Lord. So you will stand, he says, for the judgment. He says, after death comes the judgment. So this thing is serious. It's real. But he wants us to make up our mind, and he wants us to walk in his spirit. Amen? Not into the world spirit or the spirit of a man or a woman, but his spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit. And what is holy? Holiness, Jesus said, without no man shall see the Lord. So we got to be holy. What is holy? Holy means sanctifying ourselves and our bodies. Amen. We can't fornicate. We can't commit adultery. Amen. We can't commit sin. Amen. We got to live. We got to be, he says, be holy for I am holy. Hallelujah. You can do this thing. Hallelujah. We are striving for perfection. Jesus Christ is the perfect one. There's no failure in him, but he's striving towards thy way. And narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. Straight is the way, and straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. He said, but few there be that find it. Straight. You got to take straight street. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. It's not going to be a wide way. He said that's the world road to destruction, that wide and broad way. So you have to walk straight and narrow. Hallelujah. You have to walk upright and worthy. Hallelujah. Because he said abstain from the appearance of evil. Amen. Because people are watching you.
They notice everything about you. He says, abstain from the appearance of evil. It may not look good, but it may be good, but it doesn't look good. So keep yourself unspotted from the world, Jesus tells us. You can't do what the world do. You can't be seen with the world because people, that's the appearance of evil. He says, come out. This is holiness now. Come out from among them and be what? Separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. So we have to make up our minds. We're living in perilous times. We're living in the last days. And I mean, we're living in times that are wars and rumors of wars. Like the Bible has talked about pestilence and diseases. We just come out of pandemic. All these, you know, diseases, these are pestilences. He says, and, you know, earthquakes in diverse places. We've been seeing that. And we've been seeing there's wars and rumors of wars. So if Jesus is coming back for a thief, like a thief in the night, you better get ready. We got to get ready. Because we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. But be ye also ready. And be ready to give an every man that wants to know and questions the God in you. And what it is in you that keeps you and sustains you. And that is the Spirit of the Most High God, His Holy Spirit. We love you. God bless you. Keep praying for one another. And we ask that you will continue to look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. God bless you.